Well, right now I'm joined by author Kimberly Cook, and we're going to talk about her new book, Mommy, Mommy, When You Pray. Kim, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakaway.
Thank you, Claude.
So before we get started with the interview and talk about the book, for our listeners who may not be familiar with you, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am a wife and a mother. I have three little kids, and I live in the Virginia area. I've been around the D.C. area most of my life, and I have been involved in ministry a lot. I actually got my master's degree in theology, so I've done a lot of work with young children all the way to college age and young adults. And right now, besides for staying at home with my children, I do a lot of writing on the side. And a lot of that has to do with faith in nature.
Now, when you say faith in nature, explain it a little bit more.
Okay. Well, I have a blog, for instance, called thelionofdesign.com, and that is basically faith, art, and motherhood is what I write on. So I try to mix those together and basically give support for the stay-at-home mom or even the working mom, the mom in any stage of life in her vocation who's looking to grow in holiness. You know, because we have this vocation of motherhood, and sometimes it gets crazy and you're distracted and you have so many things to worry about, your children's health, their education, everything else. And sometimes you put so many things ahead of your relationship with God that it gets hard to remember to incorporate prayer into your life and incorporate spiritual nourishment into your own daily life so that your kids can see that. And in turn, that example fosters the spiritual growth that they need. So my blog helps with that. And then I also write for a number of different online and imprint magazines, publications, and I pick up freelance articles and things like that. So I usually touch on the faith as far as growing your prayer life, growing your relationship with God, helping to, keep that faith nourishment going in your life.
Well, and I know that there's probably a mom listening right now who can totally relate to that, being distracted and overwhelmed by just like, and I love the term, the vocation of motherhood. And I would encourage them to go to your blog. So what's one thing they could do to kind of help settle things a little bit?
Well, I know for us, for instance, we have three kids under the age of three. Our oldest is about to be three. None of them are twins. So that just gives you an idea of how crazy things can be. I know people are always like, are any of them twins? Or, oh my goodness, everywhere we go, we get the same kind of reaction. And it's funny because even last night I was at the grocery store and I had my oldest, who's about to be three, and then the baby, and they seem like they're perfectly spaced. And then my husband was on the other side of the grocery store with the one in the middle. And I was talking to a mom who was pregnant and just looking, oh, you know, these two perfectly about 3 years apart. And then suddenly the other one pops over and she's like, oh my goodness, you know. So I definitely understand the overwhelmedness, and especially staying at home. The idea is, oh, well, you can just hang out with your kids all day. And anyone who is at home realizes how hard it really is to be at home. So I would say the one thing, and of course, I'm not perfect at any of these things, but morning prayer is something that I've noticed has always been helpful for me. And whenever I get away from it, I notice it. So I try to stay as true as I can to starting my day in prayer, no matter what, no matter how crazy things are. Even if I don't get to it immediately when I get out of bed, you know, sometimes you need your coffee and you need to feed the baby and things like that first, but as close to waking up as possible to start your day in prayer. That seems to be one of the keys that I've noticed to peace throughout the day.
Kim, for those who are stay-at-home parents, I mean, that's a tough job. And if you're not a stay-at-home parent, sometimes it's hard to understand just how tough that job can be. What can spouses and family members of stay-at-home parents do to help support them?
Right. Well, I think as far as husbands or spouses or there's a very important role in that, and that's being supportive and understanding that, you know, I know a lot of times the spouses might feel like, well, I'm working hard all day, you know, I'm in and out of meetings or doing this and that and frustrated. And they think when they get home sometimes that, you know, oh, this is my chance to just put my feet up and take it easy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times there is a need, the other spouse has been working just as hard at home and there is a need to have some kind of balance or, mm-hmm. or help out. And sometimes even just playing with the kids and giving that break yeah. is such a great thing. And just the support of constantly saying, hey, you are doing a great job. You know, you're really the heart of this family. And especially for women who used to be out in the working field, I know I always was, and you always got accolades all the time, you know, whether it was a promotion or whether it was some kind of bonus or some kind of award. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're not getting an award for, wow, you really changed that diaper grade, or, oh, you don't get those kind of accolades anymore. So it's important for others around you to say, hey, you know, you're doing a great job. Friends of the family to say, I notice a difference. Your kids are very well behaved and disciplined, and I notice the time that you're putting in with them every day is really showing to us.
You're listening to Breakaway. I'm Claude Jennings in for Dr. Terry, and we're speaking with Kimberly Cook about her new book, Mommy, Mommy, When You Pray. Kim, what was the inspiration behind writing this book?
Okay, so as I said before, I write for the adult audience. I've never really written for children, although I've worked with children a lot. And as I was laying in bed one night about a year ago, kind of tossing and turning, that time when you kind of just, you can't really fall asleep and you have a million things going through your mind. And a lot of times good inspiration comes at those moments. So I always have my phone or a pad of paper or something next to the bed in case I start getting a word or something like that speaking to me. And I was praying, I was trying to fall asleep, and I just couldn't go to sleep. And then I started just having these ideas of my son, and he was at the age of being very curious and asking, especially about prayer. When you're praying, what's going on, you know? And I started thinking, what do I want to communicate to him that through my prayer, when he sees me, not just words, but my actual actions of prayer, what do I want him to take away from it? And I thought, you know, at his age, his young age and his level, I wanted him to see the joy, the thanksgiving, that prayer is such a powerful thing. And so suddenly, as I was kind of being pulled in by the Holy Spirit on this idea, words just started flowing. And they were just kind of coming, you know, from the Holy Spirit. And I grabbed my phone real quick and just started typing them. And it was almost just such a divine thing, because as fast as I could hear them, you know, in my heart, I was writing them down. And it was just amazing. I mean, I was writing, and then I look and I was like, this is beautiful. This is absolutely beautiful for a children's book.
What's the importance about teaching our kids about faith? Because sometimes, you know, like I said, they're curious about things. And I've got a 2-year-old who's about to turn 3 in a couple of weeks. And, you know, he's always asking my wife and I, you know, questions and stuff. And so, yeah, they're curious and we can always write it off. But to hear that and him ask you questions about prayer and you want to take the time out to teach him about that, what is the importance of teaching our kids about faith and what we do and why we do it?
Right. Well, I think the most important thing, of course, is our example, because we can speak a lot, and especially at a young age, they don't always understand the depth of what we're getting to, but they do understand our actions. So when they see us praying constantly in our household, when they feel that they're coming from a household of peace and love, and they feel like that joy is somehow derived from Christ and from this prayer life that the parents have, I think that they start to just grow into that, and they start to look for that, especially when, as they grow older and times start to get rough or they go through patches of life, they remember to hit their knees and they remember that, okay, I always got peace in my family when we prayed together. And so I think teaching them that is so essential at an early age if you want them to have a good relationship with Christ and, you know, to be in the grace of the Lord from an early age and to be able to develop that in their own way and to be able to develop their own relationship with him as they grow.
Kim, in your book, Mommy, Mommy, When You Pray, what are some of the questions you're trying to answer about prayer, or what is the message about prayer that you're trying to communicate to children?
Okay. So again, the book is written for the very young child, like really 5 years and under. So what I wanted to communicate again is just the child seeing the joy and thanksgiving that comes in prayer. And especially the book says that it's celebrating the simple joys of family life. And I wanted to again communicate that the family is so important and so under attack today. Nice. And I wanted to show in this book how God is really uplifting the family and blessing the family with simple joys. And sometimes when you're caught in the mix of parenthood, you don't realize like all the cleanup that you have to do after a bath gone wrong with water all over the place, or you know, children getting muddy outside when they're having a great time jumping in puddles or something like that. And sometimes we miss the little joys and the little blessings in all those simple things. And so the mother is telling her son, she's explaining to him what she says to the Lord in prayer, what her heart is communicating to him. And at the end of the day, she's looking back on all of those simple little things, horseback rides on the dad's back when he gets home from work, and the kids, you know, squealing and shrieking and having a great time. And she's recounting all of those things, and she's giving God thanksgiving for all those simple joys that she gets to experience every day in life. And so I really wanted to show people and communicate in that book. And I felt like the Spirit was leading me to say, hey, this is where the blessing is in family life. And we need to recognize that above all right now.
The book is Mommy, Mommy, When You Pray. The author is Kimberly Cook. Kim, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakaway.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for spending time with us this morning. For more information on Breakaway, feel free to email us. It's breakaway@WGTS919.com. You can follow me on Twitter @ClaudeJRadio. Thank you so much for listening to Breakaway. Have a great day.